This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Are you ready for the recap of All-Star Season 3? We have a special guest.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Nicely done, Jackie.
Thanks.
Welcome, everyone, to our very first... AfterBuzz TV, RuPaul's Drag Race, All-Star Season 3, Episode 1.
Sorry we're late. It's not our fault. It was a technical glitch.
It's not the drag queen's fault either.
Not our fault.
We're on time. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram, and sometimes if I feel like it, I'll be on Twitter. Sitting next to me is the very lovely...
123 Jackie B on all platforms.
And I'm going to skip the queen in the middle. We're going to get to her later. On the very end is the debonair and the kind of spooky...
I got my Trixie eyes on. Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis.
And where can they find you?
On Instagram at @don_be_jealous and at Twitter @still_jealous.
And who's this sexy bitch sitting in the middle?
You know me, a little mascara, a little blush, and out the door.
Very understated. Lorraine Love in my
house. Welcome, Miss Lorraine Love. Welcome back.
I decided to do a little gold smock in honor of the gold. Promo gold. So...
I almost wore the same thing.
That's why the gold is there.
I love your outfit.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm simple. You know me. Me and Sunday Mass and then out the door.
You look very nice.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And I say that honestly.
Trust me, there'll be enough of the negativity on the bottom of this video, so I don't worry about it.
I was negative Nancy like about 5 minutes ago when we were waiting to work out some difficulties that we had in the studio, but we're
what
fine.
We're fine.
Do you want to tell them what happened?
Full disclosure, we had some recording issues with our DVR here at the studio, so some of us only got to watch the first 15 minutes and the very last 30 minutes of the show. And so,
but then at the last minute, we got
the middle part of the
we
show.
We finally got
so
to see it all.
Basically, we saw everything but the reading challenge. But we finally saw it. So yeah. I think everything's good. My
caught up,
and our notes are all out of order. Yeah. So right? We know you'll love that.
Oh,
to
you
the
have
person's.
Notes?
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah. Jay does
and
too.
Also, full disclosure: we're taping the night of the show, which a lot of people. Is happy with, I'm assuming. Normally we would tape 2 days.
One person is not happy, and it's the person who put thumbs down in the live chat.
Before we even come to the live chat for a thumbs down.
I might have to back that person up, because I do like watching the show 3 times. Like, I like to watch the show once without having to scribble down notes.
Me too.
So I can get everything.
Yeah.
And then I like to go through and, like, nitpick.
Nitpick.
But...
You give that extra 2%.
Like, give it that Michelle massage.
Yeah.
You're
gonna hear a lot less of me this season, so that should make a lot of people very happy.
I'm ecstatic.
How are we hearing less of you?
Not anyone
because I don't have a lot of notes.
I have notes for the both of you.
She's got it. She's got it. Her and Jay are
good. All right, let's jump into it. So I did like the very beginning overall. The show was, I saw it out of order, but you know, it was fine.
So coming into the workroom first was
Trixie.
Well, I was going to say,
supposed to memorize the order?
Well, I have the order.
I knew he had it right.
But I like the cold opening with the Alaska.
Nice. I liked that a lot.
Alaska and Chad, The Handmaid's Tale, which is one of my favorite shows.
It is one of my favorite shows as well.
I thought it was very cute.
And timely, which is good, because sometimes the show, the references are a little behind they taped for so long ago.
Yeah.
But this is obviously a pre-recorded piece, which was really nice to have.
And I'm still a little bitter about Alaska winning last season. But
don't you start.
This is where me and Jay disagree.
I know.
Yeah. All right, let's get on the list. Trixie, first in the workroom.
Winner. Just kidding.
Love her.
But yes.
I cannot get enough of her. Mm-hmm. I honestly liked her and her season. Like, I didn't dislike her. But the more I watch of her videos, the more I follow her on Instagram, I am hook, line, and sinker.
But this is going to be interesting because you are gunning for Trixie to win, and it's kind of, we talked about how it's kind of set up for Trixie to win. And
which
then,
now I'm okay with.
Yeah, and now you're okay with it.
Yes!
I thought it was cute that she was the first one, and she's like, you know, if there was people in here that would have killed. Like, Trixie is a very quick-witted person, yeah. And I think that that's really going to help her this season. And like she said, outside of Drag Race, she's had such a good career that's bloomed from everything that's come from season 7, and I think that it's going to help her. Kind of like Katya came back on All-Stars and really went far. If Trixie doesn't win, she's going to make it to the finals.
Right. I agree.
I wonder if they're going to, like, I think it was Michelle that during that season, she was season 7, about the makeup. I wonder if that's going to be an issue, or I guess if Michelle's going to be over it.
It can't be.
Yeah, I mean...
That's her aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah, that's her.
What's her name?
It's still... It's her. Wait, what?
Lisa Frank, serial killer.
No, who's the one who won? The other clown that won.
Oh, Bianca.
Bianca.
So we can't talk about that anymore.
All right, next is Milk.
Milk, it does a body.
He looks great.
He does look great. Zaddy. I love him. Yeah. I love him.
He's great.
Love him.
Well, it's just the same thing I saw from when he first came out. It's the same thing.
I do feel like they showed more clips of him talking, you know, the confessional stuff, than they did his season. So that's making me happy. I mean, granted, there's less of them, but I was happy that he had some...
personality.
Airtime. Yeah, and there seems... Yeah, I feel like the last time, I think people kind of didn't get a personality from him because they didn't show him very much other than the runway looks. So I was glad that they showed a lot of him.
I agree.
Chit-chatting.
I kind of think that drag has caught up to where Milk was in season 6. So now the stuff that we're seeing from Milk, we've seen from other people now because they've taken what Milk has done and really transformed it into their own type of drag too. But I think Milk will excel in challenges again. This is one of the ones that I'm rooting for.
I think I like humbleness, and he's a little too cocky for me.
It's drag queens.
I get that.
He really shouldn't. Like, it's weird to me that he's actually on this show because of the level of monetary
success.
Okay,
so I remember when Willem was on the show, she was like, "Yeah, I've done that." But she wasn't cocky about it. He's like, "Oh, well, I've done this."
Cocky about it.
I don't think that she even you can say BB when BB came out.
I knew I should have worn my boots.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's just that it's that. Attitude, that cockiness, I can't. Whatever. Next was Chi Chi, season 8.
Yeah,
I like that Chi Chi wore a trash bag again.
I love that. I like that as well. I actually, even though they, I think, kind of made fun of it, I liked it. It was her thing when she came in, and she improved on it. I thought it looked better. I didn't know until they said it.
No, it looked far better. So it was like. I didn't know they made yellow trash bags,
so I learned something new.
Well, it's fun to see, like, when people kind of call back to things that we know about them and, like, kind of play up to that. Now I'm hoping that Hallelujah is not, like, the only Shangela thing that we get constantly.
You know I love you, girl.
Yeah. I just want...
Cut it.
It's kind of like Roxy doing the wig and All-Stars. Like, I'm glad it happened once, and then, like, we got that call. But now I'm hoping, like, with Chi-Chi, we're not getting just, like, trash couture again.
Yeah.
But I like her. She had a really rough episode this episode.
She did have a rough episode.
All right, next is Thorgy.
Love Thorgy.
She makes me smile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't say anything more than that. She just makes me smile. She may not be your cup of tea, but she makes me smile.
I love the 1980s, 1990s kish aesthetic.
She's herself. She's not anybody else. She's not trying to do anything but her. I love it. Keep going, girl.
Yeah, Thorgy is one, like, I'm not rooting for, but I know that I'll enjoy her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm with Jay on that one. Okay. Morgan McMichaels is next. She was season 2.
Yep.
Well, we were gushing outside because Mark knows Morgan. Like, I know Morgan. We've seen her perform live, and it's true. Like,
she's everywhere.
And Riverside,
She is one of the hardest working girls. Everywhere. She's Riverside.
When I saw
she's
her,
Palm
she
Springs.
Was at Mickey's.
She's Long Beach. She's San Diego. She's Mickey's.
West Hollywood.
I honestly don't know how she does it.
And are you familiar with the glow up term? Like where she was at before, up to like how she's changed her appearance, her wigs, her outfit.
Her hip pads, she didn't used to pad.
Yeah.
At least as much as she does now. I can't say enough. And she was even saying in the episode, everyone's going to make her the bad girl. Morgan is also one of the nicest queens. I've known her since I moved to LA. Mm-hmm. Her and Raven and I started doing drag together. I remember Morgan used to call me. To try to get booked, because I was doing shows and she wasn't yet. And she would call me to get bookings. My, the table has turned on this gray-haired bitch. I love Morgan. I think her game has just... I mean, she just has raised the bar.
And her aesthetic is amazing.
We have to talk about her opening quote with, I look pretty good for a dead bitch.
Yes!
The call about Tyra Sanchez, like, on Twitter and all that.
Explain that, because I missed that one.
Oh, okay.
There was a...
Real quick, like, phone, Tatiana got involved, Tyra Sanchez, like a bunch of queens were involved. Naomi Smalls, I think, was included into it.
Is this just on Twitter?
On Twitter. This is like a Twitter feud. And
so you missed it.
I'm never on Twitter.
If you guys ever want to say anything about Kenny and not have him find out, just tweet it, girl.
Yeah. Just tweet it, girl. I mean, the long and short of it is Tyra Sanchez tweeted at Morgan, RIP at Morgan, and then that explains the quote. But it's a further story. Yeah, okay. Something happened with all of them.
Yeah, tell me later. Okay, sure next will. Is Aja.
I love Aja.
From season 9.
I love Aja.
Well, I think my love for Aja started at the finale.
Oh, for sure.
I think a lot of people.
Because I do think that when you go, you have a conception. You're thinking about the cameras. You know, a lot of them aren't used to being around cameras and stuff like that. Like me. And it's nice because she's been at Mickey's a couple times, and I saw the Christmas show here that she was in, and she is just a friggin' hoot.
Yeah.
I love her. And I think that's what you're getting this time.
Yeah, you're really, I feel like if you went back, though, and watched my critique of Aja last season, it would have been like, I like Aja, and I want to see more of her personality, but I felt like she was holding back because there was some sort of insecurity there that's not there anymore.
Yeah. Well, I remember watching her Meet the Queen, which you guys did watch. I loved it. And I remember watching hers going, oh, I kind of like her, and was disappointed in the season.
Yeah.
So I think that what I saw that first Meet the Queen is what we're seeing now.
Yeah.
And her variety show look was at anime Judy Jetson Hooker.
Yeah. Totally.
And out of the season 9 queens, this is the one who probably could use a little bit of like a booster redemption too.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you guys think that it was too like recent? Like season 9 was like just months ago.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I don't know why.
No, because it's fresh. Aja is fresh in my mind, whereas, like, I can't even remember. The only thing I remember from Morgan McMichaels is her blow up with the, I don't want to say big girl, but the Chicago girl.
Yeah.
So, why can't I like, remember? I vaguely remember her on the show.
Where are our cheat sheets, Kenny?
Oh, you know what, though?
Where are our cheat sheets? Someone in the chat, tell us the name. I'm not the one.
Ben De La Creme was next. She was season 6. Jay, why are you laughing?
Because I like that all these names are somewhere.
Mystique.
Mystique. That is Mystique. Yeah, oh. I gave you, you know what? Somebody, I gave you a packet last season. You should have held on to it.
I do still have it, actually.
The fans are saying Mystique Everton Wood and Brandon.
Mystique Summers. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm from Chicago. That's where I'm from. Go ahead. Who did I say?
Ben.
I loved that you said, because I didn't recognize it, but as soon as she came out, Jackie was like, Have I seen that dress before? And I was like, girl, how do you... I don't remember. I really don't remember a lot. There's very few that I remember outfits. I was like, girl, how the hell did you remember that? And then I love that they commented on it.
Yeah.
Well, I actually really like Ben De La Creme. So that for the queens that I really pay attention to, I'm definitely going to remember outfits that stood out in my mind.
But that's...
And you know what really stood out in my mind in that outfit was the little... like cheetah prints she put in her hair.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, there's something so familiar about that, and it's because of the prints in the hair.
Jackie, that is some great memory because she wore that when she went for
Congeniality.
Yeah. So I don't remember the only like runway look that I remember is Violet Chachki's when she was presenting the following year.
Oh, right, that was sick.
So like that's some good memory. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm going to pat myself.
You're only 21 years old.
I'm going to just go ahead and say it.
I'm team Ben De La Creme like I was in season 6. Nothing's changed for me.
Yeah.
I love her. Next was Kennedy Davenport, season 7.
I liked this look.
I like it too.
Kennedy. Like, Kennedy didn't really do it for me on season 7. Like, there was very much things that Kennedy did in challenges where I was like, oh, that was good. But this look, I was like, that is a really great, memorable look.
You know why I liked it? Because for the same reason, no, don't make fun of me, that I liked Alyssa's camera shutter outfit. Because I feel like it's taking the pageant queen look to the next level. Because the pageant queen look is tired at this point. Mm-hmm. So... by doing something,
pageant queens are going to go after Jackie.
That's I know they are. They know that I don't like pageant queens.
Yeah, and I got
not that I don't like them, but that's not my thing.
No, we don't like them. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not my thing.
Marky Monica. But
so, like, I liked the fact that she took a pageant queen thing to the next level.
I was saying Marky or Mighty Quiet on this one.
It was not my favorite. I didn't mind the mirrors. I didn't like them on her face. There was, I don't know. It just looked a little art project to me. And it just only because I expect more from her. And she's going to sit there and talk about comment on other people and crickets and stuff like that during the episode. No, girl. It needs to be flat. You saw the tie.
Insert a cricket sound here.
Yeah, exactly.
When she said that, though, that's exactly how I felt about that performance.
But so I disagree.
We'll get that in a little bit. Last but not least is Shangie. I think she was last, and we'll get to the 10th one.
Yeah, besides.
Would you say last and least? Is that what you said?
Last but not least.
Oh, I just heard
it. Cute outfit.
She was season 2 and 3.
I like this outfit on her.
And some in a bit smidge of
Tiffany
box.
I just said basic black Barbie. I was like, okay.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
It was cute.
It was cute, yeah. It wasn't like basic.
But my head goes to what she was wearing in the challenge normally for Shangela, so I thought that different silhouette for her was good. And the light blue was a really pretty, a two-piece on her. It was nice.
I would rather...
I don't know what's going on over here. I'm having, I'm going to need a...
Jay's cup is...
I wonder if your cup is leaking.
It is. I'm working through
he's
it.
He's excited over
Steven,
there.
Steven, I don't know if you want to bring a new cup and some paper towels, because...
I'm wet over here.
His entire cup is going to be all over the table.
It's going to be a wet t-shirt.
Me and Lorraine. And I don't look really that great anyway, so wet is not going to help. So
sorry, anyway. I don't know what happened.
All right, so then they undressed. There was a little chit chat.
Well,
oh, look at that girl! That was
Thank
fast.
You. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Girl, I'm going to ask for things in drag more often. If I asked that out of drag, they would have been like 3 hours later.
Can you get this
when
for
he, when he gets
I got it, girl.
When he gets back to the booth, when he gets back into the booth, let's ask him for some beer or something.
You probably maybe move this to the floor. You can share my water.
So okay, Rue comes into the workroom and announces a 10th queen, which
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Bibi Zahara Benet from season one. The
season one winner.
So are we upset that there is a winner returning? Let's
tell
just
us
get
what
the
you
cat
think.
Out of the bag.
I'm not cool with it. I'm not cool.
Not
with
cool
it.
With it?
Because I feel like I thought the purpose of All Stars was to have queens come back who didn't have a chance at winning.
Right. Who didn't win.
Right.
But they all had a chance to win.
And I mean who didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay?
I'm okay with it because she was season one, and it's like the lost season. Right. The prizes were different, and nobody saw that.
Right.
I'm okay with it.
I'm not upset with it. Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm okay with it unless she wins.
No, you got me. Okay.
What?
You're sort of like Donald Trump over here.
Who said that? There's an if in there. If she wins, I won't be okay with that.
My thoughts are I'm indifferent. I'm with Mark. I'm kind of okay with it, but at the same time, the nine of these queens, none of them got to the top three.
Right.
She was the only one that made it to the top three and won.
Right.
And I think if I were her, I would be, my thoughts would be like, you know what, I appreciate the offer, but I've already won. I don't really need, and who knows? I mean, it is more money. She only got 20 grand the first go around.
Kennedy did get to the final three.
Four, no, she
got
final four.
Was she four? Oh, you're right.
And Chi-Chi was fourth. But none of them made it top three.
Yeah.
In my brain, Peppermint was on this season. I was like, isn't Peppermint
here? I love that text.
Yeah.
I love that text.
And I actually was going to correct you because I was like, she is on this. And I was like, oh, that's Kennedy.
Yeah.
So finish my thought. I'm a little indifferent. I think that from a contestant's perspective, I would have declined to be on the show. Mm-hmm. If they asked her, if she was like, yeah, if she was promoting it, maybe that's something different. But if, you know, if I've already won, I wouldn't want to, you know. Who knows? She may need a new boost. And I think Mark, someone while we were watching Lorraine at the table, Miss Lorraine, said that back in 2009, we didn't have Twitter and Instagram Facebook wasn't as big as it is now.
She was a huge success, however, on MySpace.
Which, just think about it. Kids now that are 21, 22, when she was on the show, they were, 12, 11?
Yeah,
and no one really saw the show.
Right.
Like, I had a hard time watching the first season myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Tatiana
I didn't watch the first
time.
Season until later.
Where Tatiana gained a lot of fans. Yeah. And I think Morgan could have had that chance, too. I mean, Morgan still might have the chance if she comes back, if they're doing that revenge again.
I think... And for my last point, and then I'll shut up. I think that it would have been a good idea to have, since we have 10 seasons already in the bag, to have an All-Stars winners.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard to get all those people. Well,
yeah. Just so I can watch Violet go home first.
Come on.
What?
Moving right along.
For so, Lorraine, we're going to have an all pearl no, and all Derek no, Barry season.
This is what they'll do. The first challenge will be who can cinch their waist the tightest, and then she'll win it.
All right, moving
set
on.
Up.
So in my set notes, up. My notes next, we have the variety challenge, the second half.
Reading. Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
I know.
But in reality.
My notes start with the variety yeah. challenge.
My notes are wet.
Reading was fundamental. And we were actually, there was a moment where we were not going to be able to get the rest of the show. So we were going to do the show without seeing
Having
this
seen
part.
Yeah.
So this would have been very like interesting.
Sad to say. Yeah.
Anyway, we saw it. So what do you guys think?
Well, Ben...
The reading challenge?
The
or
reading challenge, okay. Yeah.
Ben won, and we all... I mean, our whole table was laughing at Ben's jokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that was good. Trixie kind of had my... I thought Trixie's were really fun.
And I thought Milk might have had a chance, too, because I thought Milk's jokes were pretty good, too.
The Angela joke. Yeah. I thought Chi-Chi was funny, too. The Milk poo thing made me laugh really
That was
hard.
A good joke, too. Were there any weak ones, in your guys' opinion?
I think Morgan McMichael's fell a little flat for me. Mm-hmm. And there were some, like, Kennedy...
Thorgy's kind of fell flat.
Thorgy's was
Kennedy
flat.
Fell flat a little bit. It's just... Again, like,
Morgan has a tendency to be a little harsh. And not saying that reading isn't harsh, but she sometimes doesn't know how to finesse it
well,
in a nice
yeah.
way.
And love you, where you have, like, Trixie and Ben, they know how to make it clever.
Yeah, exactly.
They have that humor. They yeah. have that side of it. And whereas, you know, mm-hmm. Morgan is very harsh. I have to say that I was very interested to seeing her back again because yeah. yeah. I just don't remember her from the... I remember her...
Which one?
Morgan. But I don't remember enough of her
right.
from that
mm-hmm.
season. I gotta watch these again. I'll let you know yeah. next week.
I thought Aja was funny, too. She had the
really
Lisa Frank serial killer joke about Trixie.
Yeah.
What I like about this, too, is that they don't know who's in the cast. So for them to have a reading challenge... Episode
soon,
one,
yeah.
and immediately they mm-hmm. have to show how quick they are, and I think that it shows like
yeah.
who's
yeah.
a strong
reader.
Comedy queen or reader. Yeah,
yeah.
And from what I remember, I don't think Shangela was all that bad.
Sure,
I don't really remember her.
Exactly.
I don't remember what she said.
What do you guys think? Let us know. I'm sure you've seen this episode
yeah,
more than
we
once.
We have people saying BB's read on Kennedy says, was
Jackie!
Funny. Aja, Jose Vega.
Oh, I was
going to
say that, Peter Rabbit. I would say it would have been funnier had they brought back the winner from season two with all the drama between Morgan and Tyra. Could you imagine if Tyra walked through that door?
How much money does she get?
You know what, though? I'm glad they didn't do that because I didn't want to, like, Coco Alyssa,
yeah.
like, fabricated
well,
drama.
I actually thought my initial, I think when we talked about this last year, was Valentina with Aja,
mm-hmm.
knowing that she was going to be on the show. So, and I think that's why I'm fishing for someone to say something more.
Compliments?
But,
oh. Oh, no, he's trying to get me to say something about Valentina.
But it's not working. Okay, never mind.
What talent do you think Valentina would have done?
Stop.
What did we say?
She
would have sat on stage and stoned her pantyhose.
She would have come out in a diaper and smiled.
If she would have done that, I would have been okay with that. But she should have just sat there in rhinestones.
Okay, she's not on the show. So
Linda Evangelista.
Right.
Let's move on.
You brought it up.
I know, I brought
you
it up.
You stirred the
sorry.
Pot.
I did. And now I'm going to eat it.
Now he's going to bring up Derek.
I didn't say anything about your friend.
They did cut to Derek once.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, at
they
the very know. Beginning.
I blocked it out.
Yeah.
But we moved into
the sure
Max
the beginning
challenge.
And not the middle? I'm so confused.
My notes are all over the... I can't... Jay, take over. Take the wheel.
Well, okay, so after the reading challenge, Ben was announced the winner and mm-hmm. got a $3,000 gift certificate to LA Iwerks.
Yes, and I wish... I think Trixie should have won.
Okay.
But I like Ben.
Okay.
Continue.
Then Rue announced the Maxi Challenge, which was going to be a variety show.
Yep.
Yeah, we did that before.
Yep.
Oh, so the question was, do you guys think that they knew in advance that they had
Well, they all had pre-recorded tracks.
Right.
I feel like, I do know that when they get asked, they
a
do
list.
Get a list of costumes. I have a feeling... They would say you're going to have to do a variety
talent.
Number. So I feel like some of it, like Shangela's and Morgan's, seemed a little too coincidental to just,
but,
I don't know.
Right. But here's my question.
But maybe not. I could be wrong. I don't know.
But here's my question. If you know that you have to not only lip sync possibly on the show, and you have to do a talent, why would you pick lip syncing as your talent as well?
I agree.
I mean...
I agree.
Do a monologue. Yeah, yeah, I don't know what I would do.
Right. No, I mean, like,
that's
I agree.
What I could have done.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, do something else. But at the same time, if you're going to lip sync, like, do something like Aja.
Do a spoken word.
Or do something like right. Ben did, where there's something really funny and different right. about
Milks
it.
Milks, even too, was creative. There was a thought behind it. They had a story. So, before you start getting sassy about her.
Who is
the song was so boring.
It was awful.
I wrote somewhere in my notes in the middle somewhere that it was super boring.
All right, let's go down the list.
In order, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Shangela.
Who?
Shangela.
That's what I thought.
Who?
I mean, I'm going to go with Milk on this one. If the Hallelujah goes the entire season, I'm going to want to.
Well, that's her thing.
And that's fine.
And that's fine. That's where he ends
it. That's it. That's a good place to put the period. Thank you, Jay.
So she took us to church. She was doing kind of like a choir with the robe and the reveal and kind of dancing around. I mean, it was very Shangela.
Very.
It wasn't anything. It was a safe performance.
That's how I felt. I felt it was a safe performance.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm going to ask this later. Go ahead. Next.
That's all we were saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless Kenny, did you have anything about Shangela?
No, yeah. I really don't have anything.
Okay.
I just think that if we're in the workroom and we're all saying, oh, well, I'm going to do lip sync. I'm going to lip sync my own song. I would be like, you know what? I got a plan B.
Yeah.
But you know what I will say about her is that her energy is always there. Like, I feel that
absolutely.
Coming through.
Absolutely. But, and like Rue said when she was on the last time, does energy make up for other things? If you're not, if you're just going to keep giving me energy because you don't have anything else to give, then where's the variety? Where's the, you know, the wow?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, look at you, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah. Rue said Lorraine. It, not me.
You're wise, Lorraine.
Because I'm sitting on my dick and I've been wearing this wig for 5 hours. So let's get through this.
Okay. You're a man.
Kenny's like, let's not tape today. Girl.
Oh, I was about to abort mission.
This
I really was.
Not going to happen to me today.
I was a little heated before
because
the show.
Because we want to give you guys our best.
And
our best.
And I know we seem very sloppy sometimes.
And Grandpa needs to be in bed by at least 10:30, and it's way past my bedtime. So go ahead, Jason.
All right, so next was
Bibi.
Loved
Bibi Zahara Benet.
I loved it. And then Kenny made the comment, though, like, oh, she's not wearing shoes. But
oh,
it
I
was
said
like,
that.
Oh, you said that.
Said
but
that.
It was like an African thing, and the shoes weren't like my old shoes that are
you
in my
trunk.
You
don't have a good memory, do you? No. You couldn't remember like 2 seconds. I didn't say that. But you can remember Ben Dale Creme from 3 years
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, right?
That's how
you
my
need
memory
to give it
I did.
Together,
I did let it go.
So like memento.
I did let it go once, the, you know, I realized you were right. You were right. I was wrong. That's going to go on my reel.
Revelations.
Ooh. Plus, I love the outfit. I love the dance. Yep. It did remind me of Lion King. And not off-Broadway. It reminded
as
me
Trixie
of Broadway
I like
caliber.
The smoke. I thought she... It looked good.
Yeah.
It looked good.
The makeup was amazing. That tribal
yeah.
look.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
like, the feather skirt. Everything was right for me mm-hmm. on this one. It was really... It's something I never would have expected for a variety show. It was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. No, I agree.
No, I agree.
Okay.
No.
Thorgy was next with the violin.
I loved it. I loved it, and I think Vanessa Hudgens' one stupid comment that she made the entire show, because she didn't make any other comments, was like, well, that was very, like, not enthusiastic or something.
Yeah, she didn't seem like she was enjoying herself. But I agree with what you said.
Who was you?
You?
Who was you?
What was I going
to... For our iTunes listeners.
What?
Who
maybe
you?
Kenny?
Kenny. That's my name. Just wanted to see you. Say my name. Go for it. What?
I don't remember now what I was going to say. I was going to say I was going to agree with you for something, but I don't remember what it was.
About the talent?
About Thorgy. But
Well, I said earlier that Vanessa Hudgens, I'm going to piggyback off of what Jackie just said. She was like, oh, well, you play the violin, it was great, but you didn't own it. And I'm like, I thought she, what do you
mean?
Can
you play the violin, Vanessa
Hudgens?
Okay,
so this is the problem that I have with this challenge, is that the ones that can do the flips and the kicks and the tricks... They're more wow. This girl actually got on stage, played a violin. She took something unorthodox and made it great.
Yeah,
that is a talent. That is variety.
Well, this is what I was gonna say. Is I agree with you that if you're gonna do this talent show, it's got to be more than just lip syncing to a song.
Exactly,
which is probably what I would have done. No, I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying. I liked the people that like. Her, that she played her violin.
Right.
I liked that Trixie sang and played her little...
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Yes.
What was it called?
Her little mandolin or
it's
something?
It's a... I said it earlier.
I know. That's what I told him. I was like, I know he said the name
Demon.
Of that. Name with an S, didn't it?
It's a, not a kazoo. That's
no, you
not a, we'll call it a harmonica.
A sitar.
A sitar. Sitar.
Yeah, that's the word.
Someone in the chat roll, though, did comment that Vanessa made one other comment about voguing.
Yeah,
but
voguing, and she liked Shangela's Shabbat.
I will say, and I'm not a fan of Thorgy. I mean, I'm not. I don't dislike her, but I feel like she should have. She was robbed of this challenge. I thought she.
Yeah, I thought she looked
fantastic.
I would have been top two with her, and I would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Jay, take it away.
Okay, so Thorgy, Aja was next with her dance. And
I
liked reveals.
It. I really did. And I said too, because I had just seen her at the Christmas show. She really is a great performer.
Yeah,
like she's just.
Oh yeah.
Some of them. Sometimes you go to the shows and it's girls from seasons, and you're just.
Well, we knew that from her lip sync.
Wow, she's great. That jump off the block.
It was great.
And I was right before that happened. I think I was making fun of Death Drops, and then she did that, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna shut up now.
Yeah, it was fun. It was,
again, I thought it was great, but like again, it's the one that can do the most tricks.
Was it top two performance for you?
Nope. Well, no.
Let's
of
do top
the people
three.
Who just lip sync, yes.
But out of the out of everyone, no.
Okay.
She very at the top, but not top two.
Okay.
Next was Kennedy, who also did a dance.
Okay. I like the flip onto the box. Next.
Lorraine, okay.
Well, yeah,
I'm keeping
again,
it simple. We have
again,
19 minutes.
I wrote Cheese and Shake.
Okay, and I'm broken record. Variety. Mm-hmm. We just had someone who danced, and again, with the lip syncing, do something.
Well, and this is my point about her comment about milk. I mean, you can say whatever you want, girl, because I love you. is she's going to sit there and make noises about crickets, but I'm like, girl, you did exactly what two other people went up there and did.
And
so don't talk about crickets. Come up with something unique and different and do that before you start.
Remember,
I can already see the comments. Those two old bitter queens.
But see, I am not even a Kennedy fan, and I really like this one. I thought it was
with age comes wisdom. Honor your elders.
And gray hair.
Shut up.
Remember when they were all mad, though, when everyone dressed in the same
kimono?
You know, I feel like this is kind of like that.
Producers made them wear all kimonos. Let's not mince words.
Okay, so that was Kennedy. Ben de la Creme was like the striptease.
It was
with
hilarious.
Fantastic.
I could not stop.
I agree with Ross. She's someone that... I think every week I'm like, ooh, what's Ben going to do?
Yeah.
You're excited to see what she's going to do.
Yeah.
Are you excited to see what Kennedy's going to do?
Not really.
Exactly.
Well, because you know what she's going to do. And not in a mean way like this one over here, but like, I just think...
Hateful Jackie.
I wasn't talking about Jackie. It's about the other queen over there.
Me?
Not you, hey. Jay.
He's talking bad about you, Jay. I think I
okay,
rolled
so
up my duster.
Burlesque is a little bit a different take on dance. And then she added...
But it's not dance.
But she
because you're taking off your clothes.
Exactly. And I think that's why it was kind of
tell
brilliant.
Gypsy Rose Lee that.
It was brilliant.
Who dat?
Shut it. Don't even get me started.
What was cool about Ben is that they hit it right on the head. Like, she took something that was like a burlesque, which Roxy did last mm-hmm. season, but then made it funny and
better.
Made it like Ben, which was...
Made it better.
I like Roxy's with the feather fans. I thought that was cute.
Fantastic.
But the Ben thing, it was funny, and it reminded me of Elvira, because in Elvira, Mist of the Dark, she has her tassels.
Right, right.
So, I don't know, it was a fun thing.
Great, it was fantastic.
And humor throughout the whole performance. Yep. Chi-Chi was dancing.
Yep.
No, those shoes, like...
Four people.
The thing is, Chi-Chi is actually a really good dancer and good performer, but the whole time, the shoes were so terrible. It's like the shoes that you wear to, like, jazz class rehearsal or
and
whatever.
They were busted.
Yeah, they were so terrible. They were so busted that it's like...
Well, and she even said, I should have just... It was a bad choice. I should have wore different shoes because I could have done the exact same thing in 6-inch heels.
Because I don't even remember what she did because I was just horror stricken by the shoes.
And I do think that wig masked her face. And for some... And it surprised me because the few times I've seen her since her season, her hair has, in particular, has been so fantastic. And I don't know if she just threw one on that she thought she could toss around the best. Mm. And sometimes it is, you know, sometimes the wigs are fighting against you, which happened to Morgan, too. So sometimes you do have to kind of play with what you went with. I think she just made some bad choices. Otherwise, I think it might have been spectacular.
I totally agree with Jackie. I thought the majorette thing was kind of unique.
Yeah.
It was a different take on dance.
Yeah.
I couldn't take my eyes off her shoes.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
And
but I
love cute majorette with a tassel on it. Sold.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of things
Soul
that you
girl.
Can...
And a little majorette hat. Oh, girl!
I just think... I think Chi-Chi has everything except for the creativeness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think she thinks outside of the box.
Well, I think Thorgy...
I don't think she's fully formed some of her ideas.
Yeah.
I think that's
I think she's still growing.
Thorgy said it for me where she said Chi-Chi knows better than to come out with no padding and just like that shoe because she was told that on her season. Right. Like, you really have to kind of like bring it. And she kind of had boy bod in this look.
Now, do you think if who said that she didn't do it? Thorgy?
Maybe from her
now,
season.
Now, do you think, though... that Thorgy should have said something to her in the workroom prior to going out?
Not in the competition.
So nobody's responsible.
But I would wonder, just playing before, like, if you know that you're going to be on the show or you're trying to aspire to be on the show, and she said that Kennedy is kind of like a mother to her, wouldn't Kennedy take her to her side and say, hey, look, you know...
No, they're all in a competition.
Not, I'm saying before, like, you know... Like, if she saw her out one night and she was wearing this outfit, wouldn't, like... You know, someone say, hey,
well,
look.
I think if you're out, no one's going to say anything. Because you're out, you're doing your thing. Like, no one's... But this is a competition, and they're sisters, you know, which we heard a lot this episode.
Okay, but wouldn't you... Okay, so if I'm packing for the show, and I'm this is my outfit, I'm going to let someone look at me like, what do you think of this? And,
no.
That makes sense.
And no one you would that. Say...
No one does that.
I would do that, Kendall.
Well, okay. here's what happens when I show up.
Because I know if I'm going to some kind of gala or a wedding, by the way, Danny's getting married this year. Woo-hoo. I'm gonna when I put up before I even go, I rehearse the outfit before. Clearly not when I come here, but I do when I'm
Kendall's
getting
like
dressed.
Everywhere but AfterBuzz, I rehearse my outfit.
I rehearse my outfit. Does no one? Well, am I the only one that does
sometimes
that?
Sometimes yes. No. I mean, rehearse it. Yes, but I don't think when you. I don't think I've ever really seen anybody get dressed backstage and gone over to somebody and say, should I wear the, maybe I take that back. Because I have seen people where they've had two things, they're like, which do you think I wear? So I guess I've seen that. But I don't know that it's really anybody, because I know, I mean, at least me, I've never been like, girl, you shouldn't wear that. Like, I don't think I would ever do that.
I'm just saying, I literally own two pairs of shoes, and anytime I'm going out with my friends, I always ask them, what shoes should I wear? You know what I mean? It's just like, I mean, there's just, someone else is in the room. And I'm not just saying the worker, I'm just saying someone's got to be around her. So,
right.
I don't know. And I'm only saying this because I really love Chi-Chi. I was pulling for her season 7, I believe, or 8 that she was on. I really like her. I really like her, and I want her to do well.
Thorgy?
No.
No, Chi-Chi. I agree. I really want Chi-Chi to excel.
So, sorry.
She was in my top 3.
Jay?
Morgan was next, and she sang her song.
She sang her song. Another dance.
The thing that did her in was that her song is just not
it
a
was
good
bad.
Song. Yeah. It's just not a good song.
Well, and I think I'm going to... not really defend her, but I think I know why she was looking at the girls, because I think I would have done the same thing. Because the hair on the side was falling, I think naturally you turn... to not let people see it.
Oh, I didn't,
so I think that's why she was looking at the girls.
I don't know.
Because I feel like I would have done the same thing, because I know sometimes, like, if I bust out of something, like if something rips and you can kind of hear it or something, you tend to kind of mask it during the rest of the number because you don't want people to see.
See, I gotta go.
I'll ask her. Because I know her. I'm going to say, hey, girl, were you hiding, trying to hide the hair that was falling?
I think it was an aggressive song toward the girls, and that's why she was turning and like, asking that, like, why would you crown it to them? Why would you crown
it to
them?
I could be completely lying.
But the hair was falling on that side.
And it wouldn't be a first.
Tune in next week to figure out what it actually was.
And Mark will come back and tell you whether Lorraine was lying.
All right, 12 minutes left. Let's get through the list.
And I mean, we already gushed about Morgan, about how we like her life.
Well, so. And I will say this. I agree with, again, I can't, this is the second time I think I said I agree with Michelle Visage. I thought her body...
Is this roof?
Flawless.
Is it falling?
She looked flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless.
Morgan was pretty.
She, flawless. And I'll back up and say that she was my favorite look coming into the workroom. I like her outfit.
Coming into the, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite look. Yeah.
So Trixie was next singing her cowgirl song.
Loved it. This was
okay.
Very Trixie.
If it wasn't Thorgy and Trixie in the top two, and I'm okay with Ben, I think those two should have made it.
Yeah.
Like, I like the raw talent.
I totally understand what you guys are saying. They do have talent, but for drag, it's like you gotta just be entertaining for the crowd. And Trixie, they played her music when I was on that video. Brian can sing. Like, he can sing and play guitar and do, like, multi-talented.
Brian. Yes. Interesting.
I have no idea what these two are talking about.
Trixie's boy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, but Trixie, what I'm saying is, yes, you can sing, and we know you have an amazing voice, but you're a drag show, so you have to just really push it.
I disagree. Yeah. I'm going to disagree
with you. For this show.
I'm going to disagree with you, Jay.
Okay. I thought it was pushing it.
You're the nicest person, well, the second nicest person on this panel.
Rude. Didn't even look at
you
me.
Wait,
didn't
even give me
an option in that.
We know these queens can lip sync and perform. I love to see them do something
like
outside
raw talent,
of
the, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And I loved when Thorgy got on stage. I love when Trixie got on stage, mm-hmm. and I like seeing that.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen death drops from the ceiling. Okay, I'm okay. I think it's great, and I don't piss my pants when I see it anymore because I've seen it 1,000 times. I even got like a bit emoji that death drops. Okay, yeah,
of course
like.
You do.
I'll send it to you. And he looks quite good. But it's just like, I just love that raw talent.
Yeah.
I just like, when I'm thinking of this Tatiana's last year where she did the spoken word, like that was something fresh and new that we haven't seen, and it wasn't a lip sync, but it wasn't a talent. I don't know. It's like a different thing.
It's a talent.
I guess it. Yes. All right. But, I'll take it back. Anybody else about Trixie?
I thought she should have been top 2.
I really liked her a lot, too.
Singing's great.
And
the
I
look
smile.
Was good.
Yeah.
I liked the look, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
Milk was the paper doll with the song.
I liked it.
I thought, like, it's the same problem that Chi-Chi's having, but just once for Milk, because Milk almost never has that problem. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there was a concept there, and you could feel like it was coming together, but it just didn't. It just didn't.
I agree. It felt, if there was something added, like if she put the pit crew to work and actually had a lot of changes and the song, it told a story or something, as opposed to just 2 outfit looks on that
3
paper doll. A 3. Okay. If we really had, if we had a lot of different changes, I think that would
have changed.
And I
don't even remember
everything.
The song. All I remember is like outfit.
Well,
outfit,
I think it was,
outfit,
I think
outfit.
It may be something she pieced together. Like, I don't think that it was an actual song. I think it's something she kind of put together.
I love that
she,
concept.
Because I will say this, when I saw her at the Christmas thing, I loved her numbers. She does stuff. She splices stuff together, spoken word with music. It's very creative. It's very, you can tell she puts a lot of thought into it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think I liked it more maybe than you did, because I had seen her do this other stuff. So I kind of get what she does.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, for me, super clever. Super clever. I loved it. She's a model. It showed who she is. I thought it, I loved it.
Right.
Keep doing it.
I'm indifferent. I don't dislike Milk. I don't really am not. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay.
Okay, so top 2 was Aja and
Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, here's what I was going to say earlier, and I was going to wait till we were talking about the top and bottom.
Okay.
So there were only 2 people in the bottom.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I was not missing that.
No, that's
okay.
How I
because most of the people
it,
up there were top, and then there were 2 that were in the bottom.
Yeah.
So when it was like, when they were saying who was safe and who was, I was like, I mean, no one else is surprised, are they? Because
no.
They were really only 2. Okay, yeah. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
And they were chosen to lip sync Nicki Minaj's Anaconda, which you heard at the beginning
I
of this.
I love that song. I thought it was so good.
Well, again, this is probably one of my
favorite lip syncs.
Well, the way they're doing this, again, this is from last season, last season of All Stars, is that there's no bottom 2 that are lip syncing. It's the top 2.
You're lip syncing
for their legacy, and then they get to choose one queen to go home. And I remember I was so excited when that was a rule. And then as the show went along, I was like, well, it's still ushering Alaska to win. And I wonder if that's how this is going to play out again. I'm going to be, because I think we've said, I think we all, I mean, I think that it's either going to be a BB win or a Trixie win. And I wonder if that's how it's
going
to
be. What about Ben? I don't think you can discount Ben.
We'll see, because I think this elimination actually was not in her favor. Judging from
how
Aja,
people responded.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So,
okay, well, so they knew that they were... Oh,
go ahead.
Well, they knew that they were going to go between Chi-Chi and Morgan, so they kind of had like a sit down with both of them, and they kind of were talking about, how are we going to do this season? And Morgan, earlier in the episode, had said, I'm going to take out the strongest competitor, who I think is my strongest competition.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
Yes.
I just...
No. What do you think about her strategy?
The whole, like, them... And I agree with Shangela on this point. It's like, the whole them getting together and trying to, like, come up with a master strategy is not working. And it didn't work last season either.
I would respect your choice. You respect mine.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't get the whole point of having a big strategy discussion because nobody pays attention to it anyway.
I can see that.
I think, and I don't remember who said it on the show. Was it maybe Kennedy or Aja? I think it was Aja who said, I'm okay with Morgan making that decision. I just wouldn't have vocalized it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what bit her in the ass is. Sorry. Is I think that she just shouldn't have, she should have said, yeah, girl, I'll do whatever you want to do. And then just did her, because obviously Ben got rid of her because Ben was like, well, I know then you're going to get rid of me. So you just gave away your survivor strategy.
It's like full transparency. I mean, you see it if you watch Survivor, it's the same thing. But it's if you watch the White House, it's the same thing.
Right.
It's like, you don't want to play, you don't want to show your cards before you play them.
Right.
And that's exactly what she did.
And like, now that we have this ending where, like, Rue is putting it on them. So it's
putting,
like,
it on them.
Yeah. But no. I mean the ending, not that way, but I mean the ending where Morgan may or may not go home, and we're probably going to have something similar.
Oh, that ending.
Right. Got it. Sorry.
You know, with all the queens behind the mirror and everything.
Okay, what was the rule that I refresh my memory. Did they all come back? They came back?
They were there, but then Alyssa came back.
They all came back. And two of them got to stay. But I don't remember what they did to... You see, I don't know how you people remember.
I don't either. And that was just last year.
Tell us in the chat room.
I said last year, they're going to do a House Survivor. Like, I think whoever's get eliminated, they get to choose who the final two are.
Interesting.
Or like three. A jury?
Yeah, like a jury. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
The ones that eliminated get to maybe have the final vote. Yeah. Who knows?
Which would, in that case... I think you would then eliminate BB, because I don't think people would put her in the top two to give her another.
Well, again, and strategy wise, if BB were to ever fall in the bottom two, and I had to choose between her or whoever, I would choose her to go home.
Right.
I think she's the stronger competitor. Right. Although I do. No, I'm sickened. No, I'm not gonna flip flop. That's it. Final answer. I'm done.
Chat roll, they said Tatiana and Alyssa came back with comedy pairs, and Fifi went home as a result.
That's right.
Yeah. So I would see more, like, I do like the Survivor idea, but I see almost more of something like that where you give a chance to those people who were previously eliminated to come back.
Yeah.
Jay, your thoughts? You're quiet.
Ben won. I don't want to speculate too much because I love
his Jughead outfit, though, by the way. It's so cute. It's like Jughead from Archie with the little crown.
Who?
Ben. Ben's
I thought you were talking about Jay. I was like,
no, what?
No.
Ben in his confessional look.
Yeah, oh, his confessional look. I was like, what are you talking about?
No,
oh,
yeah, I said the crown. I thought of Sasha Velour. I was like, who else wore a crown? Oh, that was like 2 weeks ago, Sasha.
Yeah.
And she won. The crown.
Yes, she did. So Ben was crowned for winning the first lip sync for the legacy.
Yep.
And Kenny, I heard you say Ben got it, and I agreed. I thought Ben...
You know what's funny is, and I love Ben. This is coming from someone who's a huge Ben fan. I actually thought Aja won that.
Okay.
I was thinking Aja was going to win it, too. I think
Ben had the humor again for that song, and it's so off-the-wall silly.
Well, we'll find out next week because they'll show who Aja would have sent home. Yeah. I think she would have picked Chi-Chi.
I definitely think
she picked Chi-Chi.
Great.
Now, again, I wonder, we don't know if the producers know who, and they'd be like, Rude, this is who. So make sure she picks.
They know.
So.
Girl.
But at this point, they don't really care who gets eliminated because they're going to probably come back.
Yeah.
So but we don't know in what capacity.
True. That's true.
So
I think Alaska's going to win.
I would love
You're
that.
You're the best Alaska.
I personally, I'm going to write in Derek Barry for the win.
I'm going to write in Pearl.
So, okay, so...
Pearl grew on me, though.
Are we going to do predictions? We have a minute and 44 seconds left.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
For top three for the season.
Well, they did it for us last...
Oh, I didn't...
I don't remember who I did.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember who I picked? I know, Chi-Chi... not Chi-Chi. Milk.
Trixie.
I don't remember who my third was. It Ben, maybe?
I don't know.
But now that you know that BB is in the competition, are you going to change?
No.
Okay.
No. Because I think, again, I think because they're getting to eliminate people, And if it ends up being something where they pick who the top two are or whatever, I don't think they're going to pick BB.
Okay.
I think that's going to bite her in
so
the butt.
So BB has to either be safe or win to stay in the competition.
I think so.
Okay, that's fair.
Or one of her friends wins the lip sync and keeps her in. Yeah.
Someone wrote Serena Chacha is going to win, which is funny because I was texting with all of them earlier, and we were saying, who's the 10th queen? And I was like, Serena Chacha!
I had Chi-Chi Milk, and I have Trixie as my winner.
Yeah.
I don't have a winner, but I have Trixie, Ben, and I'm going to... Chi-Chi. I love Chi-Chi.
Same.
I gotta give it to my girl Chi-Chi.
I like all of them.
All right, tweet us. Let us know who you think are going to win. Hopefully, we'll have our shit together next week, and we'll be on time.
We did. We set the DVRs, so everything should be fine.
Yeah, so, Jay, thank you for your leading us tonight.
Tell us
where we can find you.
@don_be_jealous on Instagram and @Twitter @still_jealous.
Miss Lorraine Love.
You can find me in Mickey's in 20 minutes.
No joke, by the way.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I got the outfit on, girl. I'm going to
milk everything. 7 seconds, go. Hurry.
So I can have to take the shoes
off.
5, 4. Instagram and Twitter, @LorraineLove.
Jackie?
123 Jackie B on all platforms. I'm also doing the Alienist after show on Monday nights? Whatever. Look at my Twitter for it. I can't even remember at this point.
Real quick.
And wait, no, I'll be in here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. to do a read of a script I wrote for
Oh, fun.
So,
congrats.
I'll listen to it. And I actually thought I saw a picture of the Alienist on a bus, and I thought one of the characters looked like your fiance, so I just want to tell you that. You can find
probably
me.
The Hispanic character. Yeah.
You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram, if you're lucky, on Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Make your comments down below. And we'll see you here next Thursday, 10 p.m. PST. We'll see you guys later.
It is Monday night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.